J.D. Clowney was suffering from a little bit of issue with his groin, so we sent him to Philadelphia to have it checked out by a specialist there, and we decided the best thing for J.D. and the best thing for our team and the best thing for the organization was to have sports hernia surgery. So he had that yesterday. He'll be back this afternoon, and he'll be ready to go for training camp. So that's about all I'll say about J.D. So if you have any other questions, feel free to ask him.
So he had sports hernia surgery?
Yes.
Okay. You came into this saying that quarterback competition is wide open. Where's it at right now after OTAs?
I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick's had a decent offseason. He's come in here and really picked up the offense well, and he's been productive. And TJ and Case, having to learn a new system after being in one system for a long time, they've also done a good job. And then Savage is a rookie. He's a little bit behind, but you can see he's got some tools. He can throw the football, and he works extremely hard. So, we'll make a decision there pretty soon as we head towards next week.
Could Tom end up being the backup, or is it too early for you to tell right now?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll let it play out a little bit.
Bill, how do you look at your kicking situation with two kickers?
Yeah, those guys kicked the ball well today, Mark. They, they both kicked long field goals today. You know, we weren't really rushing them, but I thought they struck the ball well. It's a good competition. You know, Randy's obviously got the upper hand because of his experience. You know, he's kicked in the league. But Boswell's come in here and done a nice job too. So we'll continue to have a competition at that spot.
Could you address your right tackle situation, how you view that?
The right tackle? Yeah, Derek Newton's our starting right tackle, and he's had a good offseason. You know, he's been here since the day that I arrived here. You know, he's been working out, and then when April 7th hit, he was here every day, and he hasn't missed a day, and he's been healthy, and hopefully it continues that way. But he's I think he's practiced well, and we're looking forward to seeing how he does in training camp.
Are you guys looking to add some depth at tackle?
I think we'll always look to do what's ever best for the team. Who's this?
Newton, sorry.
I wasn't here last year, Tom.
Well,
you know what I mean?
But I'm wondering if you've seen, you've watched film on what...
Yeah, but it's a whole different thing when you see him on the grass, in doing the things that he's going to do in your system. Again, in our system, I think he's performed well. He's in good condition. He's lifted weights well, and he's gone out on the field and he's practiced well. Like everybody else out there, he's probably had his share of not so good plays, but he's had more good plays than he has the other way. So we've been pleased with his progress. No doubt about it.
So when you drafted Sunfilo, you guys knew the situation with having to be at UCLA for a period of time. Was there a game plan on how you maybe wanted to send him things or stay in? Are you allowed to stay in contact with him? Or
James,
anything?
There's a plan for everything we do. There is a plan for every single thing we do with every player, with every practice, with every part of installation. So, we knew when we drafted him that he was going to have to go back and finish up his time at UCLA there this year. And that's where he's at, and I believe he'll be back sometime next week. And we've been, they have the iPad, so I believe he took the iPad with him, and he's been studying, and he seems to be a very conscientious kid. So when he gets back, we'll throw him right into the mix.
Bill, with OTAs complete, and obviously you have camp next week, but are you guys still on schedule? I mean, are you kind of meeting the big goals that you wanted to do going into this?
I think so, Brian. I think what happens when cell phones and team meetings. But, no, I think when, the true test for any football player, I'd say especially on the offensive and defensive line, linebacker, fullback, tight end, is when the pads go on. But as far as OTAs and then heading into minicamp, we've thrown a lot at these guys, and these guys have competed very hard. We've been really pleased with the way they practice. It's really a fun bunch of guys to coach. Every day I come to work here, along with our staff, we feel good about who we're coaching, and we feel like we're on target as far as what you can do in OTAs, with no pads on. And these guys have, we've done 2 minute, we've done red area, we've done third down, we've done 4 minute, we've done backed up, we've done all the special teams over and over again. So as far as that goes, I think we're on track. But now, when training camp comes, we put the pads on, and at that time, that's when you really see who can play football.
Bill, is the
plan for JJ to be able to sit and listen to the rock concert today?
Yeah. No, JJ yesterday in practice, you know, just had a little hyperextension on his knee. He's fine. It's not serious at all. And we just gave him the day off.
Well, let's talk about Brown and guys like him. He's been out of college for a few years, hasn't made it on his team, hasn't stuck. And especially when you did college, you have guys that you belong to. They bring you to stay.
Right.
Oh, it's a little bit different.
Right.
And it's kind of his family business.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great football family. Keith is a guy that's really another guy that has really stood out to me as far as his work ethic. You know, since the day I arrived here, he was another guy that was here, you know, on January 1st or 2nd when I got here, and he's been working the whole time. You know, he's been really working extremely hard. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I would say that it's about a fit, you know, and I think for us right now it looks like he's battling in there at the defensive line spot as a two-gap defensive end, and he seems to be learning and practicing well. And just like everybody, you know, he's had his share of moments that aren't so good, but he's had his share of good moments too. So, again, the true test for those guys will be training camp.
Bill, Dwayne Brown was saying a couple days ago that it's early, but a lot of the guys are kind of are appreciating your coaching style, not a reflection on the past, but just what they're getting from you, to where it's hard and it's tough love, but at the same time, there's teaching. What's kind of been your approach to, you know, put the stamp on the team, but also to kind of try and reach these guys at the same time?
Well, I think we're all in it together, Brian. I think, you know, we're coaches, and it's our job to teach these guys how we want them to play football and our systems and our vision. But at the same time, we want input, especially from guys that have played a lot of football. We have a lot of respect for guys like Dwayne Brown, guys that have played a lot of football in this league, and there are many of those guys on this team. And so I think it's been a team effort so far. We're off to a decent start. You know, again, the true test will be training camp for any football team. I think that's the big test. But I, like I said before, I've really enjoyed being around these guys. It's a very respectful locker room. It's a bunch of guys that want to work hard. They show up to work every single day, ready to learn and ready to practice hard. And that's what makes coaching these guys fun. And then again, like I said, you know, when training camp starts, we really got to find out, you know, who the guys are.
Bill, is the mini camp an extension of OTAs, or is it a more concentrated 3 days?
No, I would say, Mark, it's about the same. You know, I think the difference is it's mandatory. You know, that's the difference. But the meeting schedules and the practice schedules and the afternoon schedules, those will all be the same. You know, I think the big difference is that it's, you know, it's mandatory for the players, and then we go from there.
Bill, do you expect Andre to be here next week?
You know, again, you know, I don't know.
Bill, a couple of the young people at St. Thomas just love the fact that you visited with them.
I didn't know you guys were going to be there. But
well, I didn't know the stories were going to be so good.
Yeah.
Just the idea that they would get such a huge charge out of the fact they called it a person of your stature coming to their school.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Randy. I know that that's a a really good Catholic high school in the area, and Father Kevin Story asked me to come over there and speak to the school and help fundraise. And I went to a Catholic high school outside of Boston, and meant a lot to my life. And so, you know, it was an enjoyable evening.
You got to be a long way, obviously, from a true depth chart, but you have no problem saying that Derek Newton is your starting right tackle.
Yeah.
That imaginary chart, or the one that's in your head, is it lining up now after you've seen enough players to?
It's beginning to line up, Jerome. Yeah, no question about it. I think it's beginning to line up. I think, again, many of the positions, I don't want to get too specific about that, but in my mind, there are a lot of positions that training camp, we'll really find out about who the starters are once we get to training camp, how a guy fits, how he, you know, what his contact speed is, how he's able to fit in some of the things we do when the pads are on. And I think that's going to be the true test for everybody. But, you know, I don't think I would sit here and say that everybody's, you know, these whatever 10 or 11 guys have, you know, nailed down starting jobs. But I think guys have done a good enough job to be able to say that right now, a guy like Derek Newton's our starting right tackle.